I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Third and four, Jackson keeps it himself up the middle. He's got room. Lamar Jackson, open field, inside the 20. He is in. Lamar, spectacular. Touchdown, Baltimore.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Nick Costos, Will Brinson here with you. Ken Barkley returns to the show on Wednesday. Will back tomorrow on a terrific Tuesday. Power Hour next hour with not many bets for tonight because there's not really a lot of sports being played. But we're going to have a lot of great content coming your way. Series bets in the NHL and the NBA. We will give you some baseball bets for tonight and Will's early thoughts on how to bet the PGA Championship coming up this weekend, including if it's worth betting on Tiger Woods right now, 70-1 at our show sponsor, BetRivers. Mm-hmm. Just on the embarrassment of riches, in terms of like announcers in the NFL and the NBA and college basketball as well. Like that's Andrew Catalan on CBS with that call of the Lamar Jackson touchdown. I think he's like the single most like underrated play-by-play guy out there right now. Works for CBS, does college basketball in the NFL. So good. And I don't feel like it's like the credit he deserves. I don't know if you like, and we can spin this off into a Drew Brees conversation at some point with him being out at NBC looks like. I don't know if you kind of agree with that on Catalan or not. Or just like the state of broadcasting in general. I really feel like it's never been better with the NFL and basketball specifically.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think that there's a good argument to be made that, I mean, what, since Tirico and Madden, that Buck and Aikman would be the best Monday Night Football broadcasting duo like that we've had? Is that right? Is that fair?
You mean Tirico and Gruden?
Oh, yeah, Tirico and Gruden. I said Madden.
It's not even close.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I actually meant since Madden. I think they're better than Tirico. I didn't really love Gruden.
I thought Tirico and Gruden were awesome.
I did not.
Okay, fair enough.
I think Tirico's amazing. Gruden was okay. I finally got around to loving Gruden, but I didn't love him originally.
Do you love him now?
No.
I don't think anyone does at this point. I think he's probably done. Spider 2, why you got to say all that stuff, John? Anyway, state of broadcasting is great. Back to football here. We have touched on Dolphins, Patriots, Saints, Falcons, Niners, Bears, Bills, Rams already in week number one. We now move to we're definitely going to take this into tomorrow with us, with the way how we're going to go on these games. The Ravens at the Jets in week one. And the Jets have been really
content like we do.
Yeah, I mean, let's Ken and I do the same thing with the NFL.
Gotcha. Squeezing 42 hours of video content out of week one NFL lines.
In May. Yeah. The Jets
and
have been
I love
really,
it.
Of course. The Jets are a really hot win total over bet right now. Ken liked it at 5. It's 5.5. Feels like everyone likes it, which may be the kiss of death. I don't know. The Ravens are currently 4.5-point favorites on the road at the Jets and Zach Wilson in week number one. Total in the game sitting at 45. Will, do you think that spread's right? Think it's wrong? Any inclination on a bet for the Ravens and the Jets in week one?
I mean, I tend to think that I would much rather bet on the Ravens than the Jets in that spot. And here's why. I can trust the Jets. I can trust the Ravens if they're healthy. I can trust the Ravens to come out, and we've seen them like just blister teams in week one with Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh before. I don't know that I can trust the Jets quite yet. I like what they're doing. And I do think they'll be a better team than the 5-win total would imply, but I cannot trust the Jets as to be good this year without seeing market improvement from Zach Wilson in meaningful moments. Like it can't just be training camp and he's whipping the ball. Like the kid could like throw lasers, but I need to see him. I need to see him in games playing well and to believe this is going to work out.
Okay. So I don't disagree with that. Total is 45. I think
I would lean under for sure.
I think I would as well here. I guess here's my question.
I might even go pencil with under, honestly.
Okay. I don't disagree with that. My number in the game is like right about this, like Ravens minus five. So not that I feel like I have like an edge or something on like the number of the game. So I agree with what you said about Zach Wilson, and maybe he's great with Garrett Wilson and some of the weapons on offense. Maybe he's brutal. With Hollywood Brown now in Arizona, and like the Ravens offense is going to be like Rashad Bateman and like up, like all the Dobbins and Edwards, both off these huge injuries, and Andrews and like the new tight ends they drafted here. Are we just like, is this Ravens offense going to be good this year? As the Jets defense is going to be better, right? Jermaine Johnson, along with Carl Lawson, who like everyone forgot about because he missed all of last year, sure, was phenomenal for the Bengals the year before. Like Sauce Gardner now at the cornerback spot, like the number one corner for the Jets. I don't know, man. Like, are we sure the Ravens are going to be able to score a lot of points in this game? And maybe I'm kind of not giving Lamar and company enough credit here. Maybe you think that the offense is going to blow up and score a billion points in this game. I guess that would just sort of be my reticence, I guess, to kind of bet Baltimore to lay it with the Ravens in this game, at least this early in the process.
By the way, it's super weird scheduling quirk that I just noticed. The Jets' first four games are against the AFC North.
All four, huh?
Yeah, that is, I mean, that's...
Better hope Deshaun Watson gets suspended.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, so they go AFC North to start, Dolphins week 5, at the Packers week 6, at the Broncos week 7, Pats week 8, Bills week 9 before their week 10 bye. I'm not sure I like the over on the win total.
I mean, they might be 0-9.
I mean, 2-7 isn't definitely off the table.
Well, like, what's the rest of their suite? Okay, let's do this here. Let's play the schedule game with the Jets.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, week one, Ravens. I'm going to say loss.
Yeah, we can call it. I wouldn't be shocked if they won, but we can call it a loss for this.
Week two at Cleveland. Okay. I want to say they go. I say what they go 100%.
What if it's Jacoby Brissett?
The Jets win that game with Jacoby Brissett.
All right, so let's say 1-1.
Yep, 1-1. Bengals at home, week 3. 1-2.
I think they could win that game.
They could win that game.
We'll say they lose, but I think they could win.
Sure. I mean, week 4 at Pittsburgh.
They could win that game, too.
Oh, but you're really giving the Jets a lot of credit here.
I mean, if Kenny Pickett's starting, they can't beat a rookie quarterback?
Fair.
I mean, I think Pickett's better than Trubisky, probably. I don't think it matters.
Week five. All right. So what are they after 4 weeks? What are they after playing? I think they're more likely 1-3 than 2-2.
Okay. I'll say 1-3 just because like Zach Wilson might suck, but like 2-2. We can call it 1-3.
Okay. Dolphins week five, and then at Packers, at Broncos. I think that is best.
So Dolphins, case Dolphins at home.
Dolphins at home.
All right, so I'll give them a win there.
So they're 2-4, or 2-5. Sorry.
At Green Bay, at Denver, probably both losses. Yeah.
Week eight against the Pats. I'm not giving them a win against Belichick until they pull it off.
Okay.
So we're 2-6. Week nine, home against the Bills, 2-7.
Okay.
Bye week 10. Week 11 at New England.
2-8.
Yeah. Week 12, Chicago Bears at home. Give them the win.
3-8.
Week 13 at Minnesota.
3-9.
Probably. Week 14 at Buffalo.
3-10.
Week 15, the Lions at home.
4-10. I think we give them that one.
4-10. Week 16, Jags at home.
5-10.
And then they close out at Seattle, at Miami.
Oh, they could definitely win one of those games.
Absolutely. So let's say 6-11.
Yeah. Okay. And then they go over the win total.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
With some wiggle room in that early, like you can't go 0-4 to start the season against the AFC North or else you're probably not getting there.
I think it's interesting. We both kind of landed at the under in this game though, under 45.
Yeah. I mean, are the Jets going to like,
the fear is that, like, and I like that you brought up, like, the Ravens-Dolphins game is the one that people will remember, the year Lamar's MVP season when they won the 59-14 in that game or whatever. It's
just absolute massacre.
But, like, the Ravens, like, I'm curious to see what this offense is going to look. Who's the offensive coordinator now?
It's still,
is it still Greg Roman still or did Greg he get replaced? Yeah.
They got rid of Wink Martindale, but they kept Greg Roman.
And the new defensive coordinator is for the Michigan defensive coordinator, right? Or he's seeing with the Lions?
Hold on, let me tell you. By the way, 2018, just 2018, Ravens week one, they beat the Bills 47-3.
But that's Flacco, right? That's not Lamar.
Yeah, but just 2019, they beat the Dolphins 59-10.
Okay. 2020. Okay. Who did they play in 2020? I'm gonna try and guess the score.
Okay. Browns.
Oh, I feel like they won by a lot, but they didn't score. Like they won like 27-6 or something, right?
38-6, close. And 2021 week one. I forgot about this one.
Who they Monday play?
Night. Oh, the Raiders. Sorry.
Oh, they lost. Yeah, in overtime.
Yeah. Yes.
I was going to do a reset, but there's not enough time left in the segment.
Yeah. I think they roll the Jets.
I don't.
Okay.
Not that, I mean, I'm not looking like saying I love the Jets. I don't know. I just feel like, I feel like the Jets could keep it close. I think we need to see how Zach Wilson goes.
I think the determining factor really for the Jets all season, like the X factor that's going to determine whether they go over or under their win total is, what are we going to get from Mekhi Becton? Is it motivated, healthy, elite point. Mekhi Becton who looked like a future Hall of Famer on his first year coming out of the draft, or is it 400-pound Mekhi?
Or is it like, I was going to say, like fat, bleep Mekhi Becton.
Like, is it like Prisco after football season?
like Oliver Miller playing left tackle for the Jets. Yeah. What's this going to be? It's a great point.
Well, because it was interesting. I did think it was interesting that in the draft, at five, right? Or no, they had at four.
They could have had their pick of whichever tackle they liked, and they chose to take the corner instead.
And look, Sauce is probably going to be awesome, but to me, it says they didn't want to take somebody at four who they thought they might have to put at the right tackle position, right? It tells me they believe in Mekhi Becton a little bit.
His upside is to be, like you said, like maybe a Hall of Famer. Like, yeah, I think he's got that sort of talent and ability. I think I'd be more active.
I loved him coming out of Louisville. Like, loved him.
Yeah, so did Joe Douglas. Okay, so that's Ravens Jets. Let's a little sum on Commanders Jaguars, please. Commanders, the former Washington football team, 3.5-point favorites against Trevor Lawrence, Doug Peterson, and the Jags, 44.5 in our nation's capital.
I like to call them the Commanders or the Commandos or the Commodores. And like just see if people get annoyed that I'm purposely calling them
Commodores. I kind of like.
Commodores is pretty good. I think the Jaguars are going to win this game.
Do you think the line's wrong?
Yeah, it's too high. It should be 3. At most.
I disagree.
Dude, Carson Wentz. Do you know what Doug Peterson's going to like put the Nick Foles statue, like the him and like the Philly special statue. He's going to steal it from Philly and put it on like a cart, like a Trojan horse cart, and roll it out onto the field before the game against the Commodores. And just to like send Carson Wentz spiraling into this like hellscape mentality where he's like, not Nick Foles. I can't think with Nick Foles around. I'm so scared.
I think he's probably already there. We'll do more on the Commanders and Jaguars. More NFL week number one. Power Hour, final hour on the other side, featuring all our bets for tonight and series bets for the NHL and NBA playoffs.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.